air. I'm going to read from Mark chapter 3 and verse 13. Jesus goes up into a mountain and calls unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. What actually constitutes a call? Is it not made up of a need and the ability to meet that need? Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 37 and 8, "The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you there the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." I like the way this verse was worded. He says, pray to the Lord of the harvest. Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. And he says, pray that they would send forth laborers into his harvest. That is God's harvest. It's not our harvest. Not only is it God's harvest, there's plenty. He says, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields. They are ripe. They're ready to harvest. Have you ever just looked around you and saw sinners that was ready and right to be plucked for the master? Have you ever stood in the field and just marveled at the plenteous of the harvest? Jesus said the harvest was plenteous. So, what constitutes a call? Paul was called to be an apostle, he said. In Romans 1 and 1, Paul says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. He lived in a world that needed Christ. And Jesus called this rebel that he met on the Damascus Road, transformed his life, empowered him with all the necessary abilities and authority to challenge the need of the hour. The apostle then was called to be sent. Luke says of the 12 that they were chosen to be apostles. Called to and chosen for what? They were called and chosen not to a life of ease and quietness, but to a fellowship of his suffering. They were called that they may be sent to preach. To preach to the barbarians of Laconia, to the Diana worshippers of Ephesus, to the philosophers of Athens, and to the legionaries of Rome. They were called to be stoned at Lystra, to be scourged at Philippi, to be imprisoned at Caesarea, to die without the gate. Were they chosen just to be with Christ and enjoy his sweet fellowship? No, sirree, Bob. They were chosen that they may be sent. They were saved that they may save others. They were blessed that they may become a blessing. They were redeemed that they may preach the gospel of redemption. Chosen that they may bear our Lord's name before the governors, kings, and before the children of Israel. What we are so slow to learn is that the callings and the sendings are the two sides of the one coin. When Christ saves us, it is not that we should spend our time in fellowship with him, although our fellowship with him is a necessity. The end of his call is that we might be laborers in his harvest, do his work, proclaim his name, further his cause. Is it not possible to rejoice in the calling and then fold our arms and just do nothing? When we are saved, we must be prepared to be sent wherever the Master calls us. If Jesus has found you, tell others the story. Unless we are truly forgiven, we cannot follow. And when those he has called immediately respond, they become his. Several times over, the Apostle Paul emphasized the need of salvation. Conversion precedes the call. Many are active in religious work who seek to serve in order to be saved. We serve because we have been saved. There must be commitments to Christ before He will commit to us the Spirit's power for service. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.